Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier just so long as I'm the dictator. Lord Bush, December 18, 2000, CNN. Ron Paul last hour telling you they're gearing up for martial law. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative, United Nations. A total world population of 250, 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner, who has five kids, said in an interview with Autobahn magazine he should step up to the plate first. Just a few quotes from my book, Descent into Tyranny. Masses of news this hour, just so much information. Syrian minister questioned by UN commits suicide. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. A poll, Americans want Bush impeached. A lot of other news coming up. More indictment news, more avian flu news. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Kenneth in Louisiana. Kenneth, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to say, I'm on the totem pole. I'm probably the lowest of white males. I'm half Cajun and half Dago. But I was in New Orleans street preaching the other day, and I was
basically... See, I'm so stupid. What's a Dago?
A poor Italian.
Man, who cares?
Yeah, well...
You know, I mean, I'm just so far past all that stuff.
Well, let me get to what I'm talking about, and you're talking about waking up. I was basically in New preaching... in New Orleans, and I was basically preaching that white males, do you want your children to be like Eminem or Christina Aguilera? And people of other races didn't mind me. They thought probably I was a regular bigot. But I had people who were white, you know, sort of middle finger at me or, you know, one threatened to beat me up, but thank God.
Well, number one, we don't want the blacks and Hispanics to act like this. Why? And not even so much Eminem. But yeah. Big money behind this gangster rap and all of this, when there's actually some hip-hop and stuff that's, you know, pretty uplifting. Why does Sumner Redstone and Viacom promote this culture-killing stuff? We don't want anybody's children acting like this.
Well, you're exactly right. And the reason
Hey, listen to this. I go fishing sometimes. You know, it's an upscale marina where we go fishing out of. Uh-huh. And you'll see middle-class, whole packs of children, you know, of young girls acting like prostitutes. I mean, the society is unraveling. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, and that's where we got to come in at. And part of passion, we got to love the truth and hate what is evil. And that's what's lacking probably in our churches today.
Well, yeah, it's been said, don't try to keep your children from, when they're 12, dressing like a whore and dancing like a whore and all over the place. And, oh, you just don't want them to have fun. No, we don't want our children to be kidnapped. We don't want them to be hit on by 18-year-old men. We want them to be innocent. And how adults just let their boys and girls watch this trash, I'll never know.
Right.
But if you explain to a young person, hey, that stuff isn't cool, that's designed by the government to enslave you, then the kids will rebel against the government. But if you go, that's too old for you, that's too cool for you, when you're older. See, parents go about this from the wrong angle. You explain to a 12-year-old that the government wants them to take heroin and cocaine, and they want them to start by smoking marijuana, and that they want to put them in a prison to work as slaves, they'll never smoke it. They'll never snort it. Let me tell you, that's how you talk to the young people.
Yeah. Now you want to?
You tell them, listen to me, you little punk. You don't let the enemy get you. And you take them down, you let them see the juvenile hall. And you ask them if they'll let your child get a tour of maybe some of the kids that are in the mental institution who had bad trips on drugs. And then they're never going to use that trash. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you told us to comment about Ron Paul to give a comment.
Yeah, stay there. I'll let you comment on it. I get a little bit angry, folks, when I talk about drugs. Let me tell you something. Drugs aren't cool, young people. You buy them, they go right into George Bush's pocket. Whether you buy Ritalin, Prozac, or cocaine, it all goes the same place. Document it. Stop using their trash. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me just say this about the phony drug war, and then we'll go to Kenneth and John and James and Randy. Many, many other people that are patiently holding. We're now 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 33 seconds into the second hour of worldwide transmission against tyranny and the New World Order slave grid. This is historical fact. I've even worked and consulted on a major drug war film that's being done right now and being completed to air in Europe. Too hardcore to air here. That the exact same companies that brought in the heroin and cocaine and then had almost total monopolies over it when it was legal until the mid and late 20s in this country, the exact same families are the families that run Skull and Bones. In fact, the Russell Trust with opium money founded that. Even MSNBC's got an article about that. And when a bunch of other companies broke the British East India Company's monopoly and through their U.S. directors, the Russells and others, they simply made it illegal. And they had several different individuals with the federal departments and other groups travel the country demonizing drugs, saying marijuana would make you kill hundreds of people, turn you into a literal werewolf. They made scores of films about it, westerns where the nice guy takes one hit of marijuana and he goes, let's start murdering, and starts murdering people. I mean, they're really hilarious if they weren't taken so seriously. People were very naive back then, very, very trusting of this new media. And they then demonized heroin and cocaine, which were addictive, and you had large sections of society, still very small minorities, but millions of people who were drinking Coca-Cola several times a day with large doses of cocaine in it. Quite a pepper. A Dr. Pepper had it. Be a pepper, you know, at, 10, 2, and 4, three times a day to boost you. Dr. Pepper, be a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? You're certainly going to get some pep. And the other laudums and other snake oils and the chief ingredients were cocaine or heroin or opium. But folks certainly went for the heroin brand over the opium brand. Laudum started not being as popular as folks would get the opium and turn it into heroin at least eight times more powerful. Heroin, of course, invented at the end of the Civil War. They said, man, this gets people right off opium. It was invented to get to end opium addiction. Yeah, they don't want the opium anymore. It's like you're worried about smashing your thumb with a hammer. Here, let's just hit you in the head with it 10 times. You won't be worried about your thumb anymore. But other lame analogy, folks, from, you know, where, from my brain. But openly, they figured it out. By making it illegal, they could then use the police and the FBI and the state police to go after anybody that shipped it in who wasn't playing ball with the big boys. Same thing with alcohol prohibition. Openly, it was all the big mayors and the mafia dons and the corrupt governors literally making hundreds of millions of dollars apiece in the 9 years of prohibition. Alcoholism tripled. Alcohol became much cooler. Bars actually spread. And just as you had a tripling in alcoholism, there was almost a quadrupling in alcohol poisoning because of bad processes and bathtub gin. And it was well known they wouldn't raid the big speakeasies, they'd raid the small ones that weren't, you know, paying their cut or weren't the big boys. They wouldn't rob the big breweries, they wouldn't rob the big distilleries, they would simply go after those that weren't paying their cut. So this is a business model. Hey, people are bringing in heroin and cocaine. Hey, we're losing our monopoly. Well, what are we going to do? Artificial scarcity. We'll make it illegal. And even better, we'll then own the prisons and run the prisons, and then we'll put everybody's kids in it who think it's cool when the cops catch them. We'll give people life in prison. They started in the 30s and 40s. Life in prison for cocaine. 50 years for marijuana, first offense. 50 years. And boy, they'd keep you in there. And now today, there are almost 3 million people in these 7 million that are behind bars or in the system. Almost 3 million of those, just department's own numbers, in private prisons for 20 cents an hour on average, taking your jobs. But you'll sit there on welfare, you'll sit there on unemployment, can't get a job, or you'll work two jobs bagging groceries. I know a lot of people with degrees bagging groceries, but they love the drug war, and they love the fact they're not just competing against 1,350,000,000 Chinese or 1,050,000,000 plus, it's over 1 billion Indians, almost, 1,100,000,000 now. No, you'll compete against 3 million people in your own country, you fools. And, I mean, I hate to talk to you like that, but I get your emails, I get your occasional calls, you walk over to me, you saunter over arrogantly, and make a little comment, you know, to me when I'm in the grocery store line, and I just want to throw up on you. You're dumber than dirt. I know you're giggling right now. You like being stupid. You think it's all real funny. It's not funny. I don't like heroin. I don't like cocaine, and I don't like marijuana, quite frankly. I mean, maybe back in George Washington's day when he smoked it, and it was for stomach aches and headaches, and it's in the annals. He even grew, not just the rope hemp, but the type that, you know, got you high. That, you know, it was an old remedy. People who weren't constantly smoking until they were laid out on the floor, unable to walk. And the marijuana now, folks, is so strong. I mean, a lot of them just can't even hardly get up off the couch, I'm told, by people that smoke it. And, yes, let's just be honest. I smoked some of it in high school and college and couldn't stand it. Every time I smoked it, the stuff was so powerful that I just sat there paranoid, sitting on the couch, couldn't wait till it was over. Probably smoked pot, let me think. Not that many times, maybe as many as you can count up on my hands. And maybe once did I get the giggles and, you know, eat a pizza and supposedly what other happens to other people. But, you know, the point here is that these drugs are really bad. Ritalin, Prozac, stuff like that is just many times worse. The molecules of themselves are deadly poison. Just the chemical itself is poison. You know, the effect on your body. And young people out there, you think it's so cool. Every time I mention that drugs aren't cool and that the counterculture isn't cool, I get emails saying, hey man, we're a revolutionary movement. You know, like you're rebelling when you smoke pot. Like you're defeating the New World Order. The New World Order, you're correct in saying, does not like marijuana because it's not a crop they control. So that's why they really wage war against it, because it is grown so many places. But they do love it in that they get lots of ranches and lots of homes and lots of houses and get to steal lots of property if some zit-faced punk, you know, has a half pound of it in their house selling dope out of the back bedroom, and mommy doesn't know about it because she's working two jobs and, you know, divorced and busy going out with her beau every night. And, you know, you're at home selling marijuana out the back door, and then maybe you start selling ecstasy, and boom, the cops hit you and take mommy's house that she got in the divorce 5 years ago. Stop it! Life is not smoking dope, drooling in front of the television. Life is not snorting cocaine. Life is not doing that. And it diminishes your consciousness. It diminishes your intellect. And, of course, I'm against you going to prison for it. Of course I'm against you being pulled over and controlled for it. I'm against knowing the fact the SWAT team could bust in on me and I can't stand the stuff. It's a war, another phony war they control, they run, just like terrorism or poverty or any of it. But that doesn't mean I condone it. And so, let me tell you, you talk to young people like that, and you explain to them that it is a trap. That the so-called counterculture was created by this government as an ad campaign, then they won't get onto it. Or if they do get onto it, they'll get off of it pretty quick. But I love these parents that'll put their kids on Ritalin and Prozac, but then they'll call the police on their kid if they find them with some marijuana. Marijuana is 100 times better than Prozac. I mean, Prozac, folks, is heavy-duty hallucinogen. It brings you into a deeper-than-REM sleep state. Wide open, you are sleepwalking. Now, that's the medical information on it. And, yeah, it makes you real happy till you have a bad trip. Then you start cutting yourself, and, you know, they wonder why there's this epidemic of girls cutting themselves, and they're all on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And what do they do when a girl starts doing it? Because she's on one, they put them on two. Then they hang themselves. Every few months, some girl hangs herself or blows her head off or cuts her own throat, and every time she's on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Oh, here, let's put her on more. Their own trials of it show it does that. Really bad for girls. It's bad for boys as well, but even worse for girls. All right, now I've been ranting. Kenneth, finish up your comment. You wanted to comment on Ron Paul last hour, re-aired from yesterday, talking about impending martial law.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think Ron Paul is probably one of the best Congress we have, say, in the United States. But I would like to say this about Ron Paul. He said he preaches the Constitution. And let me tell you something, the Constitution nor the U.S. flag cannot save us. We would just have to repent to Jesus Christ for our sins, and only he can change our lives and thus change our nation.
Well, I agree with that, but I mean, I believe the Constitution is inspired by God, and it's certainly better than what we've got right now.
Yeah, but it's a secular Constitution, and Patrick Henry said when they were drawing, them lawyers were drawing up the Constitution, mm-hmm. Patrick Henry said, I smell a rat. In other words, it was...
Well, that's why they added the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, okay.
But listen, I appreciate your call, Kenneth. We'll come back. John in Texas was up next, but he just hung up. So we'll go to James in New Jersey, James in Texas, Randall in North Carolina, and others. And I will hurry up to the calls. But somebody brings up the drug war, or somebody brings up trying to reach out to the youth out there. I mean, you know, you see some young person covered in head to toe and tattoos and piercings and, you know, zits all over their face because they're on so many Grignard reagents from heavy metals and the speed they're snorting. And you just want to tell them, come on, man, the government wants to hurt you. The government tells you all this is cool just so you get into being different by defacing yourself instead of uplifting your mind and being the leader you're supposed to be. And if it makes you mad, hey, so you like being con, go ahead. Just be kind and Do whatever you're going to do to yourself. Don't listen to me.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
I've been in the preacher mode lately. There's just so much happening. And now I'm going to get emails from somebody who've got tattoos saying I'm evil. The point is, you don't need to have 15-year-olds putting tattoos all over their necks and ears and faces. I mean, if you're in the airborne and it's a rite of passion, rite of passage and, you know, some type of rite of passage thing that they've been doing for hundreds of years, whatever. It's just that it's this stuff happening so early. It's just amazing. And the media says it's cool. And you can bet, folks, that if the media is saying it's cool, it ain't cool. That's all I'm trying to get across to people. I mean, you know, when you see some old man 80 years old at the beach with, you know, World War II tattoos on their arms, that's a little different than, again, people who are 15 years old running out and having a giant devil put on their back. Total side issues. Let's just go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to James in New Jersey. Go ahead, James.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Alex, yesterday I visited the local offices of LaRouche Pack, and I spoke to them about you, because I noticed that you and he talk about a lot of the same things, maybe under different labels. Like what you might call the 13 families, I think he would call the Synapist oligarchy, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the British Dutch royal family, same people, same policies, yeah.
Yeah, and so today, in the spirit of cross-pollinization, I call your show to alert your audience to a webcast that Mr. LaRouche is giving right now.
Well, let me just be specific for you. There are a lot of good people in LaRouche's organization. He puts out a lot of good information. What he says about the New World Order is very accurate. But the problem is that his solutions are very centralized. His solutions are just kind of the leftward side of the New World Order. So, you know, it's really new lies for old, if you ask me. And I'm not even saying LaRouche is evil. I think what he believes is wrong. I think the solutions he has is wrong. And again, I'm not in the business of just making friends here. I know a lot of LaRoucheites like this show, and they get mad when I say that. You know, I think Webster Tarpley's an incredible mind. He disagrees with LaRouche on a lot of things, and that's why he left the LaRouche movement. Because, you know, he calls it some type of, you know, messianic type thing, with LaRouche being our savior. And I just do not agree with the, quote, solutions of LaRouche.
Yeah, and I don't either, or I don't to the extent that his followers do anyway. And that's pretty much what I was saying to them yesterday, that I was in favor of less government, and it seemed to me that Mr. LaRouche's ideas would of necessity create more government. But nevertheless, you and he do put out a lot of the same information.
But listen, it's like this. It's like you go to an auto mechanic and he diagnoses the problem, but then, you know, his solution is to charge you five times what it's worth, what it costs. I mean, that's kind of the analogy here. I mean, yes, look, a lot of people will tell you what the problem is. I mean, we know we have a ruling global elite controlling the central banks, totally scamming everybody, creating hyperinflation. I mean, LaRouche has been swearing the bubble's going to pop for, you know, I can't talk today. That the bubble is going to pop for like 8-9 years, and it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. More than 8 or 9 years, actually.
Well, yeah, which makes it only that much more severe when it does pop. But regardless, anything else, James?
The other thing that's on my mind, I'm seeing somebody that's completely apolitical. And I was wondering if you could recommend, like, popular movies with kind of like a subtext that might educate them. For instance, like, they would never watch one of your videos. They just would not. But
well,
they might watch a movie that,
you know, somebody that's tuned out. I mean, almost everybody knows something's wrong right now. I mean, it's really popular and trendy to know about the New World Order right now. I mean, I'm not trying to knock your girlfriend, but if you can't, I mean, if they're not even tuned into the fact that something's wrong, then I've just...
Oh, they know something's wrong. They just don't want to watch it. They don't want to hear about it.
Well, that's even more common, to know something's wrong and then not care.
Yeah. Not even that they don't care, they just don't want to hear about it.
Well,
but they might watch a movie. You understand what I'm saying? And plant a seed.
Yeah, I really can't help them. I mean, if somebody doesn't, that's even worse. They know something's wrong, but just don't, or just don't want to do anything about it. You know, I'll think about it during the break, try to give you some examples. Thanks for the call.
All right, I appreciate it.
Sure. I mean, you can show her Gattaca. You could get her the old, the color 1984 from 1984. You could, THX1138, The Island that just came out, it's pretty good. I mean, there's, that message is everywhere. I mean, I don't know where, it's pointless. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition. Now at the halfway point, the waypoint in this broadcast. Point of no return. 1-800-259-9231. Did you hear the interview yesterday we had with Ron Paul? We aired part of it in the last hour, where he openly talked about the government wanting martial law to confiscate our guns and dominate and control us. I mean, that's a Vietnam veteran, medical doctor, most conservative voting record in recent House history, being targeted by Tom DeLay for removal in his district, redrawn to actually help the Democrats. See, and the Republicans have done this over and over again. DeLay actually rewrote the map in Texas. This has even been in the local paper, to target conservative Democrats and conservative Republicans. They're savage. It's, again, another example of what we're talking about here. And here's Ron Paul talking about the open move for martial law. The end of America. Do you understand? But the borders will stay wide open. The foreign troops will pour in. The foreigners will pour in. Our military now becoming more and more composed of foreign troops. It's happening right now. The unbelievable, the unthinkable, the stuff that we were talking about 10 years ago on air and being laughed at for is now mainstream news. And our last caller, James in New Jersey, it's an important call he made. I mean, maybe his girlfriend deep down is afraid of all of this, so she doesn't want to hear about it. Or even worse, it could be that, and we see this a lot, people are very selfish. They hear about the New World Order. Lots of middle-class yuppies are like this. And I don't care. I only care about myself. You worry about that while I'm out making money. Let me give you a newsflash. People who really care about themselves care about others. People who really care about their communities, they do it from an instinctive level of caring about themselves. When you have a society where everybody only cares about themselves, where nobody's willing to stick up for anybody else but themselves, when everybody's self-centered, when everybody's afraid of getting out of line, you ensure a climate where you're going to get dehumanization and enslavement. And that's happening right now. That's happening today in the real world. And so you're in danger because of your attitude. I mean, I would tell her, you're in danger because of your attitude. A lot of people also have subscribed to this modern advertising idea of perception is reality. Only so far as the illusion or the delusion goes. I mean, you can be on LSD or be on PCP or peyote, and you can think that that window is actually a stairway to heaven. But you walk out of that 20-story window, you're going to die at the bottom. So your perception is not really reality. You know, White House Deputy Chief of Staff who really runs things, Karl Rove can dance around all day saying that we're invincible and we're unstoppable and that he can invade, you know, three other countries and la, 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 and he makes reality. But he will actually run into reality and it will crush him. But not before it crushes a bunch of our troops and our economy. You know, you can lie to yourself all day and say Saddam carried out 9/11 when it's admittedly a fraud. But reality will come crashing down on you that our government created Saddam, put him in power, told him to attack Iran. You understand how wrong that is, how corrupt that is, how hypocritical that is, how evil that is, how just pathetic that is, how dirty that is? All right, let's hurry through your calls. Let's talk to James in Texas. James, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Thanks for being so outspoken and hanging in there on these issues. I heard you talking about your love for the natural things this morning, the rivers and the...
Are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Listen, 101 on radio. No cordless phones, no speakerphones. It's almost unintelligible. It's pure torture.
Can you hear me better?
Are you still on the speakerphone?
No.
Okay, now I can hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay, I heard you talking about your love for the natural things this morning, the rivers, the streams, and the critters and all. And I was wondering if you had ever read Isaiah 24.
I'm sure I have, but I don't remember the verse.
Okay, in Isaiah 24, let me paraphrase. It says something like, the earth is polluted. They've joined house to house, field to field, and therefore man and his work will be burned, and a few will be left. And then in 2 Peter chapter 3, it also says, the elements will melt with fervent heat. And so, in my opinion, that tells me at least that what we're doing wrong today. You know, if we could all just quit buying the gasoline or reduce our consumption of it, we would cut the rug out from under these big polluters and the people that control our lives. And
you know what they're masters of is co-opting. You get real environmental movements going, they just co-opt it, use it to steal property. Has nothing to do with stopping the genetic engineering, which is the real threat, or the dumping of toxic waste. You know, they co-opt every good movement, and that's really a problem we face. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate you holding, James. Let's talk to Randy in North Carolina. Go ahead, Randy.
Yes, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, sir.
I know you are.
I enjoy listening to your program sometimes. I can't listen every day. I have one thing to say to the people who are listening to this program right now. Buy yourself a real good water filtration system. And don't say I can't afford it. You cannot afford not to. I bought one 5 years ago. I figure I've saved thousands of dollars. Buy a bottle of water. How much does it cost you?
I think it's like $1, $1.15 for 12 ounces.
50 cents a day. If that's all it costs you, it adds up to a whole bunch of money. So anybody out there who says, I can't afford it, no, you cannot afford not to do it. And what do you do with, you go to the store and there is no bottled water, or you have to stand in a real long line and stop and think about it.
Well, that's the Army's job. It's their job to aim machine guns at me and break my family up, but I can go to the sports stadium and get water.
Well, I suppose if you don't have your own water filtration system inside your own home, then you're in sad shape. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I heartily agree with you, my friend. And is that your point you'd like to make today?
No. The other point I would like to make is these people who are in government these days are not trustworthy, period. You cannot trust any of them. That doesn't mean there isn't one somewhere or another that you can trust, but that person is in government and that person is not trustworthy, because if they were trustworthy, they would not be in the government. I doubt very seriously, even Ron Paul. I like Ron Paul from what I've heard over the years, although I've not heard him say anything lately, which makes me very suspicious.
Well, no, he says stuff all the time on his website and in reports. The national news doesn't put him on.
Well, I don't have access to the web.
But I mean, you heard him here. I mean,
yes, sir.
His voting record's perfect.
Well, that's good. That's good, but I'm still saying,
look, you won't see Ron Paul in office very soon if they get in all these electronic voting machines that have been proven to be total frauds.
Right. Well, this is like, see, I live in North Carolina. We have lots of Mexicans here. I don't trust any of these Mexicans, period. But that doesn't mean that I hate them. I don't hate them. I just don't trust them.
Don't you trust them? You mean the illegal aliens?
I have had opportunities to speak to them, and I have never one time had a good feeling about speaking to any of them.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I think to say that, you know, all Mexicans or all of anybody is bad is, you know, it really selling yourself short. I have a lot of great friends that are Hispanic. We have to know that all illegal aliens in this country are felons, and statistically, they are engaged in more crime than any other group. Now, that's because, in a lot of cases, the roughest and the toughest, or the outcast, or people fleeing Mexican justice are coming here. It's just common sense. I mean, they just had a report out, speak of the devil, out of North Carolina. We covered it yesterday. Where 25% of the automobile accidents, the fatal accidents in your state, was it North Carolina or South Carolina? I think it was North. I got to dig the article up. Were illegal aliens. When illegal aliens are only about 6% of your state's population. Why is that? Because they don't have insurance. They don't get stopped when they are drunk driving. They don't get their license pulled because they're basically below the radar. And it's true that about 30% of the California prisons are illegal aliens alone. And it is true that the illegals come across to have a baby here, and then that costs on average, what, $20,000, and you and I get to pay for it, whether we're black or white or Hispanic. It doesn't matter. But I found, actually, with even the illegal aliens, if you're really able to talk to them in Spanish about the New World Order, and they're not just agreeing with you. I mean, they really understand it and understand they're being manipulated. They're just, most of them are here desperately wanting work. But still, it's like if we got a lifeboat that can take 20 people, we can't put 100 in it. And, I mean, you know, there's 6.5 billion people, about to be 7 billion. The last census said 6.5 billion. Okay, they do one every 10 years. Right now, we're probably at about 7 billion. We don't know. But it's over 6.5 billion. They all want to come here, folks. I mean, look at how populated the country is with 299 million or whatever. Look, we just cannot take any more. And it's that simple. Let's go. But what he said about water filters is absolutely true. And, yes, we have a sponsor that's American-made, high-quality, gravity-fed filters. And, yeah, you'll pay a lot more for a piece of junk somewhere else. But, you know, it's better to filter some than none. And you'll save money. So I don't know why people don't take advantage of it. Let's talk to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, go ahead.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I don't want to make this the crux of my call, but that last call was just... I've worked with people that are Hispanic that have come here to make money so that they can buy things for themselves back in their countries. Most of them don't want to stay here. They want to make money and go back home. And they're some of the most genuine people you could ever meet. And
I have to agree with you.
I take offense to that call. But beyond that, I've heard you and Jack Blood talk about Lyndon LaRouche, about All I Can Stand, and I had to make this call today. This is not hyperbole or not second-guessing. I was personally involved in a situation with my aunt where he and his organization victimized her for almost $500,000. I had to literally move into her house, and they were watching the house. And if I would leave for 1 minute, they would show up and deliver flowers to her and ask her for donations. And we had to literally come in between his organization and him and my aunt's estate to stop him from draining her dry. And I think people need to start asking themselves, where does this man get his money? Where does he get the money that he uses to do what
he's
doing?
You know, I have a personal friend. He's talked about it publicly so I can tell the story. I have a personal friend, Kevin, whose father was a big aerospace scientist. And when he died, they didn't know it. Every dime went to LaRouche. So it's funny you mention that. And, sir, I really can't let you go any further without documentation. If you'd like to send me documentation, I'd be more than glad to.
I absolutely can do that.
I appreciate that. Anything else, Jeff?
That's it, Alex. Just wanted to make that some knowledge because I don't want people just blindly following this guy down the street without having some reservations about who he is.
Well, now, you understand. I've said that he talks about a lot of good information and a lot of the problems he discusses are accurate. I've just said his solutions I don't agree with.
Right.
You know, you said you're sick of hearing us talk about it. I mean, I just didn't know about what you're claiming, and I have no way to verify
it. No,
I'm not
upset at you. Brother, I'm with you.
I understand, but I don't want people to think I'm, like, out promoting LaRouche. I'm not.
Right. Well, I hear you and Jack Blood talk about him a lot, and it's like it's starting to get my dander up.
Callers call in.
Oh, I agree. No, I have no problem with you whatsoever.
Not even the caller calls in. I don't ever talk about LaRouche unless I get a phone call.
Right, right.
And then
another thing I wanted to say is when you go into preacher mode, you're at your finest. And I'd like to see you do a movie where it's just you on about 6 cups of coffee and just letting go. Because I think
by movie mode, you mean what I did in Waking Life?
Absolutely, you are the finest human being on this planet.
Oh, stop it! Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Well, seriously, folks, I'm not. I don't have a very tall view of myself, but at least I'm taking action, and that's enough. That's what it's all about: stepping up to the plate, showing up. That's the biggest part of life, folks. Just showing up. There's a million people I know who want to be successful, and they got all these big hopes and dreams and these grand plans, but you got to start laying the foundation first. So much of life is just doing it, like a woodpecker. I mean, you just sit there hitting the same spot over and over again. Something's going to give. Now, LaRouche aside, Lyndon LaRouche aside, I will say this. Man, I've called up before trying to get him on. And then they automatically know you got to interview 3 of these people first and promote this thing before we'll let him come on. I'm just like, at least the times I called, I was like, c'est la vie, I'm done. Because nobody does that. I mean, I can get a senator on in a day's notice. And I'm not tooting my horn, it's just that we can get him on. So it was almost like it was some kind of, I was being basically put in a squeeze chute. But then I meet the LaRouche members, just salt of the earth, really nice people. Well, I flew to England, one of the flight attendants, male flight attendant, you know, middle-aged guy, real nice, really informed about politics, knew about my website, had learned about it from the LaRouche people, And, you know, I was telling him that I like Tarpley better than LaRouche. I think Tarpley's much smarter than LaRouche and has better ideas. And he was like, I was talking bad about Jesus Christ or something, you know. Oh, how dare you say that John the Baptist is better than Christ? You know, it was very religious almost. And I'll just say this. I don't want to be your leader, folks, and I don't want your inheritance. I heard another patriot a few months ago on the radio going, send me, you know, your money when you die. I almost threw up. I mean, I really did almost throw up. And listen, I've got family. I'm not going to get into it. Drained by the Republican Party. You want to talk about money? What was it? It was almost a million smackers that this family member, and she's gone now, God bless her, in the nursing home being sucked dry of everything she had. Right up close to $1 million into those greedy bastards' clutches. Give me a break. You know, that's the thing about charity, folks. Just giving is bad if you don't know exactly what it's going to.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, I'll tell you my philosophy. I am only scared of God. And I know that if I willfully do bad things, and we all struggle with, you know, at least we should. If you're totally given over to evil, you just do evil things automatically. But I struggle with doing bad all the time. I mean, I'm a man first and foremost, and you know what men like. And, you know, I like fast cars, ice cold beer, and fast women. And, you know, that stuff I stay completely away from. Because, you know, I love my wife, and I love my family, and I love God. And I know the blessings you get
from doing the right thing. And I could never rip somebody off knowingly. Number one, I have empathy. I wouldn't like that to be done to me. At an instinctive level, when I do something bad to somebody, I feel it myself. We have to try to develop our conscience. It's seen as a weakness in today's workforce and in corporations. No, we have to develop our empathy. It actually makes us stronger. And I'm not trying to get off in a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. This is the experiences I've had. But I've been sent donations before, and we don't solicit them. Though I've in the past thought about changing that, because I hear known charlatans all over constantly begging, and then even implying they're affiliated with me. And then, well, if they're going to do it on my name, I might as well, because I know it'll go to computers. I know it'll go to video cameras. I know it'll go to doing things we can't afford to do. But you know what? I don't even care about that stuff. And so I've been sent donations a few times, and we'll actually call up or send a letter and say, hey, if you don't have a lot of money, we don't want this. In fact, I've told other patriots this, and they've actually had convulsions. I've sent $10,000 checks back. Because I'll call up a little old lady and go, ma'am, how are you doing? Do you have Alzheimer's? Well, yes, the doctor says I'm starting to get it. Oh, Alex, I love you. Oh, God, I love you. Well, how much money do you have? Well, you shouldn't tell me how much money you have, but you just did. Listen, I'm going to mail you this check back with void written on it. And that $10,000 meant nothing to me. It's just absolute birdcage liner, folks. If, you know, the lady was worth $100 million and wanted to do that, fine. But I am not going to sit there and do that. And I never will. And I'm not even proud of this. Okay? It's not like, ooh, aren't I good? I don't even have to think about it. Once you do this over and over again, once you make yourself do the right thing over and over again, it becomes rote. You don't even have to make yourself anymore. At least with a lot of issues. Some I still have to literally restrain myself, some of the more fleshly type things but, you know, this is the reality. And so I know these money-grubbing people out there, and they're not happy, folks. They're not happy. And so I don't want to be them. I mean, they're literally cursed, folks. Listen, you think I'd be alive 10 minutes if God lifted his hedge up from around me? And believe me, it's real, folks. No, I wouldn't be alive. My life wouldn't be worth 10 cents for 10 minutes. If I didn't really, you know, try to give myself completely over to God, which I do. I mean, that's my prayer. I just want to be used. I give myself up. It's not slavery because I do it willingly, but I would willingly be God's slave. I want to be a slave. I want to just totally be taken over. I want to be totally infused with God. Every time I sin, I just can't stand it because that's one inch of me that doesn't have God in it. I want to be one with God. You know, I want to be close to God, and you know, to the point of where you get incredible discernment. And then you just see the churches is like these satanic temples. Once you get discernment, it's scary, folks. I don't get a lot into all this stuff, but you know, I've said it before, all the gold in the hills is nothing compared to good friends, good family, and a relationship with Jesus Christ. So I do not want to be on my deathbed many years from now, feeling guilty for things I've done. You know, faith without works is dead, folks. And if you're not working to fight evil, then you don't have God in you. All right, that really is enough of the preaching. I'm out of control here. We'll come back, take calls, cover a bunch of news. In fact, we'll cover news first and then go to your calls. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.